I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, hey there, DJ Snorlax, wanna get high?
No, Tally, you're here to do the intro.
Where am I?
You're in the Derpy Show recording studio. You're supposed to be recording the intro.
Oh, okay. The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. I'm so high. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop. Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination. Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com and be sure to stop by and say Tally sent you.
That's the worst intro I've ever heard.
I know.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Maybe they're gonna maybe they're gonna turn Tom Hiddleston into a girl. It'll be girl Loki.
That'd be cool.
I think someone has probably written that fanfiction.
Well, no, Loki often turns into a girl. That was lightning. Because we're talking about Thor.
It's okay, Charlie.
Charlie, singing break.
Charlie is a majestic songstress.
Derpy Show.
No, Porch Monkey will never be a thing, Joe.
Why do we talk about...
Because you said it in public once, and we're never going to let you live it down.
You do this thing this one time, and you're branded for life.
Pretty much.
Yeah, racist.
Rape a child one time, and rest of your life,
you're a child sex offender.
Derpy Show.
Yeah, that's what we do. We bring fully thought-out conversations to a home near you.
What? Home near you?
Yes. We bring fully thought out conversations to a home.
He said
near
home.
You.
I said home.
You said home.
I said
he
home.
He said home.
We need to roll that back because I fucking heard home.
Listen, just because I have some weird Polkownian accent.
Polkownian.
Derpy Show.
Yeah, just go through this.
Sweet.
Like, it's literally a see-through metal dress. Like,
and we've lost Joe. Joe's gonna take your laptop to the masturbatorium now.
Oh no!
That's fine, as long as he washes his hands before he touches my laptop again.
Derpy Show.
Wait, grits is made out of corn?
Yeah.
Yes.
You
are the worst Southerner.
No, I'm the best Southerner.
No, he's the worst at everything.
You guys really are rough on my self-esteem.
You're rough on our lives!
Oh, I don't always know if we're joking or bidding. Oh.
Joking or bidding?
Yeah, bidding. You know what? That's why he's not allowed auctions anymore.
DJ Snorlax!
And the boar.
That's right. This week, it's only DJ Snorlax.
And the boar.
All hour, all the time. Nobody else. Fuck everybody else. It's just us.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. I was late. I made it though.
We didn't invite
you. Fuck! Why is Robo Joe here?
I brought mystery guests!
Hey, guys!
Every cloud has a silver lining, I guess.
Alright, we'll allow it, I guess, this time.
Sweet! And fuck you guys for liking my girlfriend more than me.
That's how the world works, though, right?
Yep.
Hard truce and whatnot.
So, Neo Faust couldn't be here. He's got important DJ-related things to do, we can only assume.
Apparently.
Oh, either that or anime sword fighting.
I got a dollar it's anime sword fighting.
Come on, we all know he's at a poetry reading excerpts from Neil Gaiman.
Wait, is anime sword fighting a euphemism?
It could be. We don't really know.
Wait. Well, I would say that it has something to do with, you know, sword fighting with Japanese guys' dicks, but I don't know if they're usually long enough to sword fight with.
They have penis extenders.
Wait,
that's
what?
That's terrifying.
Is it like in Spaceballs where they put on different colored penis extenders and Schwartz fight?
Can we get Derpy Show logo branded
penis extenders?
Penis extenders?
Do you need some extra length? Or are you just not cutting it in the sack? Then you need Derpy Show penis extenders. Isn't that right, Boar?
Can we call them Derpy Dong Lengtheners?
Derpy Dong Lengtheners! Brought to you from Derpy Show!
Where do we get those made?
The internet?
Now here's the thing. Is the length more important or the girth?
Well, it adds both.
Fair enough.
If that helps.
But what's more important?
It depends on the girl.
Ladies, we have three ladies. What's more important, length or girth? Nothing. There's nothing. It is complete. They would prefer a square as girthy as it is long. No difference. A square
so
penis.
Chan, I'd like to point out the fact that your woman just kind of looked off into space and gave the really frightened deer in the headlights look.
I want to have this conversation with our friends.
So, would ideal be like a Coke can?
No.
Or like an Arizona tea can?
Neither. Well, neither of those things. For some girls, they do enjoy that, but I don't think any of those girls are in this apartment.
No.
I mean, I can't speak for everyone.
Apartment? But. We're in a radio studio.
Whatever.
Recording place. With lots of equipment.
I think everybody knows that we just record this in a shed. It's okay.
Okay.
Derpy Show.
Alright, gang, so...
So I can drink this now?
Not yet.
Oh, I already opened mine.
Brittany opened hers, why can't I open mine, Dad?
She's a lady.
Ladies first.
Whoa, she's a lady.
I didn't think that song had anything to do with whether or not I could quench my thirst.
It certainly does. You obviously don't know the intricacies of Tom Jones.
What?
This has sodium in it, it's not gonna quench your thirst.
You know nothing about water, then.
Anyway, hey there, Derp fans. We are here testing out one of our potential new sponsors. This is Mountain Dew Kickstart. It is apparently 5% juice and then caffeine. It does not say what the other 95% is of it is. It just says 5% juice and then caffeine.
Since that's all we have for ratios, it says 5% juice. 95% must be the caffeine.
That's what I assume.
Those are the two things that are listed, apparently.
The first two ingredients are carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, and then white
grape. Sure, if you're
going to
look past the marketing.
Yeah.
So that means 95% of this is water and high fructose.
Well, listen, I'm an average American, and I get all of my product knowledge for what's on the commercials and what's prominently displayed on the can.
You
have cable?
What I'm getting out of this is 5% juice and caffeine. I'm assuming that this is 95% caffeine.
That's what the marketing would lead me to believe.
You guys are all missing an important fact, that it actually says low sodium, but it still contains 170 milligrams of sodium.
Ooh.
How is that low?
Listen, everything is relative.
Relative compared to, you know, a jar of
a
salt.
A block of salt.
Yeah.
I mean,
but hey, well, as a kid, I used to lick those in the woods.
Have you compared this to your average salt lick?
All right, so I have the energizing fruit punch.
As do I.
I have energizing orange citrus.
All right.
With just the right amount of kick.
Let's see how this goes. Let me see. Okay, I'm gonna taste in this out, so you don't have to.
Wait, are we supposed to down this in one thing?
No,
is that
no,
what we're
oh,
doing?
No, no. Then
is this a chug challenge?
No, then we would have shotgunned them because me and Chan learned how to do that.
Yeah, well,
I asked you if I could shotgun them, and you said no.
Why didn't we do that?
We have two hot ones we can shotgun.
Would that be a hot gun?
I'm relatively pleased with my life choice right now.
It kind of tastes a little bit like a Tahitian treat. Like a, what's that one with the little guy, Hawaiian Punch?
Hawaiian Punch, yeah.
Oh, I like mine a lot better.
Yep, citrus is definitely better than fruit punch. You want a sip?
No.
Would you like a sip, Jeremy?
Yeah, let me try this.
Since Rob didn't offer you a sip of his
I don't fruit
beverage.
Punch or share a beverage.
I do. I'm a big fan of sharing.
I feel like the orange doesn't have a lot of flavor, actually.
I feel like the orange has more flavor than the red.
It tastes like, I don't know, the orange one, have you had Mountain Dew Livewire?
Yeah.
It tastes like Mountain Dew Livewire if you added in, like, one pill of Nodos and some water.
So,
that is kind of what it tastes like. It's a little watered down.
And a little bit extra bitter caffeine taste.
So why can't our new sponsor be Monster Rehab? Because these are awesome.
I like how you look at the microphone when you talk.
Yeah,
well, it's like a camera, right?
Yeah. Just like we're doing radio and not a podcast.
Well, I don't know if anyone noticed, but when you were talking about the Mountain Dew Kickstart, he was like holding it up and Vanna Whiting it.
Wow, I completely missed that. That's great.
I really wish we'd had that on camera.
I can do it again.
Yeah,
it's ruined.
You can't do something twice. Why were you throwing... Did you just get monster all over my carpet?
This is not your house, Joe. You can't just throw things.
So yeah, we are trying the Kickstart, and it's kind of crappy, actually.
Yeah, it tastes like really watered-down Kool-Aid, and I'm glad you didn't spend more than $1 on it.
Technically, I spent $6, because I bought 6 cans of it.
Well, wait, are we going to see if the hot ones are better?
Now, when the energy drink craze first started, a lot of the energy drinks were just really terrible tasting, and then they kind of got better. And nowadays, there's, you know, kind of a variety. So some of them taste really awesome, and some of them are Red Bull and taste terrible.
Well, there's some new flavors of Red Bull. I don't know what they are. I just know that they exist.
But I think this kind of harkens back to the original energy drinks that just kind of tasted terrible.
Well, like Balls Guarana.
Oh, God. Remember Balls?
No.
Do you remember the...
Whoa. Balls was great.
I loved Balls.
We all
Joe
drank Balls.
Joe loves Balls. And also, the drink is good, too, I think. How do you feel about the drink?
So
I remember after they stopped making Balls that I had friends that drank them so religiously, they went online and bought cases.
Now, the thing about Balls was the type of caffeine that it used is guarana, which isn't your standard bitter caffeine. It was derived from a berry, and the caffeine flavor was always a lot more mild and slightly fruity. Whereas this has more of a caffeine pill taste to it, where it just kind of tastes like medicine.
Yeah.
And guarana was also amazing because it's a fatty caffeine that breaks down slowly over time, so you don't get like a really big high and then like crash right away. It kind of just releases over time.
Does that mean we're going to like get really nuts for the first part of this recording and then crash like a motherfucker?
Well, yes.
Do you remember Balls' counterpoint? It came in a pink bottle, and I'm pretty sure it was called something equally ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure it was called Pussy, wasn't it?
Or Vagina what? Or something.
I'm pretty sure it was called
like,
Pussy.
Wasn't it a different company, though?
Because it was a different company, yeah.
I was going to say, that company would not put out something like that.
No, it was something called... They sold it at the video game store, and...
It was pink.
I'm pretty sure it was called something like Pussy, but they had a cat on the bottle, so it's totally okay now.
Or something stupid.
But I also remember going to McDonald's where they had...
Do you remember caffeine gum?
I remember talking. Oh, he's so sad now.
He is slow to interrupt people.
Wait, now I'm going to be Joe. Go.
So I remember...
I remember your mom.
Fuck your face! I remember going to... McDonald's, and then they'd have the,
Yesterday I ate some pop.
God damn it! Oh my god, did you share a drink with Joe, or you're fucking multiplying over here?
Hamsters. God.
Anyway, so I remember we're going to McDonald's,
and... You just said hamsters!
As if... Are you implying that hamsters have a lot of sex and have a lot of kids? Or that hamsters, like, infect other animals and turn them into hamsters, which is what I was implying.
Both.
Do you want me just to cover his mouth until he raises his hand?
Remember that episode where we didn't have Joe, we just had Miss Terry guest, and it was really awesome?
That's because we kicked him out halfway. Saying we're going to have to kick him out halfway?
That can be arranged.
They do really like me on here. I'm polite.
Anyway, the fucking story that's not even relevant anymore is about McDonald's, Joe. And I used to love... You're about to fucking interrupt me! You took in a deep breath! Fuck you!
Don't you dare! I will hurt you.
I just wanted to say that I've only actually interrupted you once. Every other time it was somebody else, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, but you've done it to me, you've done it to Brittany... You keep doing it to everybody.
You keep complaining.
You just did it right now.
God, fuck you all.
Listen, Joe, it's not our fault that you love to interrupt people.
Do we need to get you like a little light? Like you can just turn it on.
I think his brain is imploding.
You're making fun of me for interrupting you. I've only done it once, you fuckers.
No, you actually do it.
I know I do it all the time, but this is the.
You just interrupted her again.
Oh my god, this kickstart really—it fucking turns on really fast.
I think we need to take his kickstart away.
Maybe.
I've had like a sip.
Do you need to go take a shower or something? Lay down for a second.
It's awful. I didn't even like. I sipped it twice.
Now I know he got really pissed at me on the last episode because of his crappy choice in barbecue sauces, but he didn't actually physically grab my neck and try to strangle me like he did this time.
Yes, he did. That is a thing that just happened. Anyway.
So
I have a story.
Okay, something about McDonald's.
We need to add things to the list of what we can't talk about with Joe. His pants.
He will be very upset about his pants.
Various, they're jeans!
Various sauces.
Yes.
And we can't point out that he likes to interrupt everyone all the time. So we've got some three no-no topics for Joe.
He's like a gremlin. You have rules.
He just gets so excited about his ideas, and he wants everyone to know them.
To be fair, I like some of your ideas.
Yeah.
Some.
There's just a time and a place, and that time and place isn't interrupting people.
So all that screaming made my throat hurt.
Good!
Good.
Maybe you'll interrupt less.
Maybe you'll think about that before you open your mouth.
He won't.
No. Okay.
That weirded me out.
So you were saying something about McDonald's?
No,
something about McDonald's.
It's no longer relevant or interesting. It was barely interesting to begin with, and now it's just going to be stupid. Because if you take Powerade, the blue Powerade, a little bit of Sprite, I used to be able to have the mixture just right that it would taste like balls.
I've got a mixture that tastes that's just right. Like balls. Mm-hmm. In my pants!
Hey!
That's not a mixture.
What else would it be?
They're just balls. There's no mix.
Well, to be fair, yeah, he's it's right. It's not a mixture because it's not two things mixed together. It's more of a homogeneous solution.
There has to be to get the taste.
No, you just put them in your mouth, and then you play who's in my mouth.
That's the mixture.
No, that's the mystery. That's different.
Did you ever play who's in your mouth?
I don't think most people play Who's in My Mouth.
I think you're the only person that's ever played Who's in My Mouth.
I've never actually played. It's just an old skit.
You're referencing Dane Cook.
Oh, now you really are vetoed. What's next? Bo Burnham? Ugh.
Who?
Exactly.
Bo Burnham.
The name sounds familiar.
Bo Burnham's better than Dane Cook.
He is, but he still comes off like a prick to me.
Are we going to drink the hot ones?
No.
We're gonna shotgun the hot ones?
No one wants to drink the hot ones, except for you.
No, I don't.
I wasn't that much big of a fan of the cold ones.
No. I think what he's trying to say is maybe the hot ones taste better.
No.
I mean, maybe if we pour it into a pot on the stove and heat it up, boil it down, maybe then it will be good as a sauce.
Did you ever see Blast from the Past? With Brendan Fraser?
Yes, Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And he
warms up Dr. Pepper on the stove.
Oh, yeah, supposedly that's a thing.
Is that a thing? Actual thing?
I think a couple people do that. Is it a Midwest thing?
I don't know, but I feel like that's a thing people used to do with Dr. Pepper. Like, I think Dr. Pepper recommended that people do that, like, as sort of like another way to enjoy
the
drink.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this on the show before.
I don't know.
We do talk about Dr. Pepper often, but I don't know if we've ever brought that up.
Cherry Dr. Pepper is our sponsor. They are amazingly smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like to pretend they're our sponsor. I mean, they are our sponsor.
Totally our sponsor.
Definitely our sponsor.
Yeah, that was an old thing that people used to do. Like, they would serve warm Dr. Pepper. God knows why. I think it was something that you did when you were sick?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to, like, help your throat or something. To have hot phosphoric acid in your throat or something, I don't know.
Fun fact about Mountain Dew, it was actually formulated to be mixed with whiskey. So maybe these would be better with whiskey in them.
Now, that's actually interesting, because Mountain Dew was originally marketed to hillbillies.
I 100% believe that.
It wasn't originally for young, hip kids. It was for older, like, hillbillies.
I can't tell.
Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Yeah. The old, have you seen the Throwback Mountain Dews? They actually have, like, their mascot was an old, like, prospector guy with a jug.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, like, supposed to be mixed with whiskey. Old fucking hillbillies.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
I teach people
I mix it with vodka.
Things. Mountain Dew vodka?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew flavored vodka?
No. That's just... I think something would explode if you did that.
It's actually really good.
Black hole?
Really?
Yeah. Mountain Dew flavored vodka with throwback Mountain Dew.
Hmm.
That's danger juice because that doesn't taste like anything. That just tastes like Mountain Dew.
I've had the Mountain Dew flavored vodka, but I mixed it with Sprite, and that wasn't a very good idea.
No, mix it with throwback Mountain Dew. It just tastes like regular Mountain Dew. Slightly alcoholic, but not... quite, but even if you mix like 70% alcohol, 30%, it still just tastes
ouch.
Fine.
Derpy Show.
This is a post on Reddit about a guy who invested $30,000 into bitcoins. You know, it's the internet currency. It's a new currency that's going around that people are investing in to utilize as like a money, like, you know, as opposed to U.S. dollars or anything else. He took out a bunch of loans and got $30,000 cash to invest in Bitcoins. When he invested in them, they were $14. At the time of the writing,
that guy made a killing, then.
They're up to $26 a coin, and they're even going up.
They're up to $91 right now.
He essentially turned his $30,000 investment into $272,000. Pretty impressive. And what's the first thing someone said, you know, well, what's the first thing you think you're going to do after you do it? Well, what would you do as soon as you did this? And the very first reply after that, with a ton of upvotes, was two chicks at one time. It just fucking broke me, apparently. Two chicks at one time.
That actually reminds me of a story I read where somebody paid what would now be, if they would have held on to the bitcoins, like $1 million for a pizza. Really? Back when bitcoins weren't worth almost anything, he just... traded all these bitcoins so he could have a pizza.
Oh, God.
And right now, with the amount that they've grown, like, it's $91 per bitcoin, or $92, I think, right now, it would have been, like, $1 million.
I wish I'd invested in those.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Especially since I researched them a long, long time ago. They actually have a method where you can just kind of generate bitcoins. Like, you can use your computer's processor to... it's called mining bitcoins. And... it'll just, like, you leave your computer on, and it'll just slowly make bitcoins. But it takes a long time. Like, I think you can only make one, like, maybe a month.
I assume that's because... 2 months or something. I assume the way you're making that is by you leasing out your computer's processes to some other company.
Sort of, but no. It's basically you're allocating your computer's computing power... to process Bitcoin transactions. Like, it's sort of...
Right, so your computer is doing work for somebody else.
Kind of. It's sort of, like, work to perpetuate Bitcoin. I don't know, it's interesting.
It kind of reminds me only in a... this is, you know, profit-generating, but... you used to sign up for SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Life, and then, because there's so much data coming in that no single database could possibly process at all... so you could just download SETI when you weren't using a computer, you could turn it on, and it would just process the data that the giant satellite's receiving from space.
Yeah. But I was actually going to start making all my computers mine bitcoins. But when I did the research into it, it would only be like a couple $1,000s a year, and I would have had to like turn all of my computers on and leave them mining bitcoins constantly, and it would just draw like so much power and probably burn out my computer processes
now,
way before...
now, what if you could somehow plug your power into your neighbor's power?
That's actually funny because I just
read another article on bitcoins where...
Wow, good for me, huh?
And it wasn't a neighbor, but it was a guy who worked at in the IT department of a school. And he basically installed Bitcoin mining software on all the computers in the school, or at least a large portion of them. And so he was making quite a bit of side money using the spare computer resources at the school.
Interesting.
But the article that I read was interviewing this guy, but he obviously wanted to remain anonymous. Because of the gray area of legality of using all of the resources of computers he didn't own. But yeah, in theory, you could set up a botnet that would just generate you ass loads of money.
Wait, does that mean I could, like, essentially utilize my servers that I'm using, like, buying in Sweden that are really cheap? Could I set them up to do that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you have computers in Sweden?
Maybe.
What about you, Joe? What do you think of bitcoins?
I have no idea what anyone has been talking about for the last 20 minutes.
Well, he once bit into a coin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about most of his knowledge.
It was Easter recently. Did you get any chocolate coins?
You don't get chocolate coins at Easter.
Why not?
Chocolate eggs.
I don't keep up with holidays.
Derpy Show.
I subscribe to a very specific rule of shotgun challenge. Which, you know, someone says shotgun, they want the front seat. And I think that's bullshit. I think you should have to fight for it. So shotgun challenge, the way you do it, is when you say shotgun challenge, you drop your pants to your ankles and run to the car first. If the person who called shotgun would like to try to, you know, defend their claim, they too have to drop their pants around their ankles and get to the car.
It's a thing.
Some people apparently take which seat they sit in a vehicle way too seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't done this in many years because, you do it once, and people think you'll do it every time, so.
Hmm.
I may have run across an entire parking lot after a midnight movie for some shitty comic book film. I can't remember which one. It was probably, like, Elektra. Something really terrible.
You went to a midnight release of Elektra? I am so sorry for your money.
I used to go see midnight releases of everything.
That movie was fuck awful.
So, I think what I learned from this is that from now on, when I'm riding in a vehicle with you and I'm not driving, I'm going to call shotgun every single time until I get you arrested for indecent exposure.
don't make him be a registered sex offender. That's just not nice.
No.
Because indecent exposure...
He could just take it and agree that I get to sit in the front seat.
Is underwear indecent exposure?
If you urinate in public, it's
yeah,
indecent
exposure. But your dick is out. In fact, and I always wear boxers, with the exception of the ones I'm wearing right now, you're not really going to see anything guys wearing short shorts at the beach wear.
That's true.
Guys wear teabags at the beach.
I mean, oh. Right. What I'm saying is that...
Guys get teabagged at the beach?
Yes.
At the beaches Joe goes to.
Hmm.
I believe that.
I believe Joe got teabagged at the beach. Just listen to the rhythm of his balls! Of his balls! Yep.
I hate all of you.
We love you. We love you, Joe.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, this Kickstart stuff is terrible, but I keep drinking it because it's here.
Yeah, I'm thirsty. Hey, I have something we can talk about.
What?
Is it good?
Earlier on Derpy Show...
Dun dun dun! Dun dun dun!
We were about to open these up, and I said that I was thirsty. And somebody brought up that I would not get hydrated from drinking this liquid.
Uh-oh.
Can we talk about that?
Is this gonna be a fight?
Probably.
Let's fight!
I'd rather not.
Come on!
So, what you're trying to tell me is this is the age-old debate between whether soda hydrates you or dehydrates you.
Yeah.
There's gotta be scientific evidence to support this theory.
There is. And I'm living in proof. The fact that I'm alive means that I get hydrated from soda.
I'm just saying that soda has sodium in it. It's a salt, which isn't hydrating. Yes, you have liquids
it's
in your
true.
Body.
It's true that it's a diuretic and that it would make me pee. But on its way through, I'm absorbing the liquid. And salts are also a necessary component for life. Like, if you sweat, you need salts to replace that. That's what. That's the whole thing that Gatorade is. Gatorade is hydrating because it has salts in it. That's like one of the things that makes your body replenish.
Yeah, but that's.
How often do you sweat enough to need this much sodium?
Never.
Okay.
Gatorade is actually. You should only ever drink Gatorade after working out or exercising or working in outside because it's actually
so bad for you.
It's actually awful for you if you're not actually sweating. Like, if you're not doing anything physical, you shouldn't just sit around and drink Gatorade. It's actually worse for you than almost anything else you could drink.
It's actually really terrible for your teeth, too.
Yeah, like, Gatorade is
I've been told by multiple dentists that apparently Gatorade is, like, far, far worse than anything else for your teeth. Anyway, point being, I'm still alive.
I'm not saying that only drinking soda is going to kill you. I'm just saying it's not very hydrating. And if you're actually thirsty...
I'm not going to argue that, like, I mean, water's by far the best thing at getting water into you, I guess.
Listen. I've gone whole days, weeks, months without drinking anything that wasn't alcohol. And yeah. If I can get enough liquid... out of nothing but beer and booze.
That's true, because alcohol is the ultimate dehydrator.
Like, I'm just saying,
when I drink a bunch of alcohol...
Joe, I was speaking.
And you're a woman and I don't care. Oh, shit! God damn!
He just got smacked!
Literally, we have that on recording, you can hear it.
Okay, so this is the most violent episode of Derpy Show so far.
There is a strangling?
I got strangled. Joe has gotten slapped.
That's awesome. I touched your upper thigh.
You touched my upper... That has happened on shows before.
Joe,
my thigh just gets touched.
Joe deserved to be slapped. For that.
It's true.
It is true. I don't even remember what point I was trying to make. I was so concerned in just trying to hit you well.
He was being misogynistic.
Yeah.
Or something.
I don't remember what point I was trying to make, though. Not anymore.
Yeah.
He was bad, and you were just disciplining him real quick.
Yep. Yeah.
Next time you should hit me harder.
Anyway, I'll have you know this.
I can hit you harder. I can make that.
Do you want me to hold him? Go. Get him.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Put your legs down and lift up the shirt. I want to hear the slap.
I was going to hit his face.
Get it.
Are we going to pink belly him?
Pink belly him. Awful waffle.
I'm not Tyler, though.
Episode of Salute Your Shorts.
Yes, that's from Salute Your Shorts.
Yes!
Oh, God, there's going to be a mess.
Oh, God, no.
Just hit him in the face.
I'll have to make money with this tomorrow.
No.
Joe, they're not looking at your face.
You have foundation.
You have foundation?
Yes!
For our listeners at home, Joe has just been sat upon... And this then smack in the face.
You know what? It's the time she sat on me and force read me 50 Shades of Grey was still worse than this.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a long period of time torture.
Oh, God, it was awful.
I read him 8 chapters.
I don't think there's a straight man on the planet that wouldn't take a good face slapping over being read 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm pretty sure. Bad. I'm pretty sure that the 50 Shades of Grey is listed as a form of waterboarding.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You lost your glasses?
Somebody took them off my face.
I took them
off your face. You already have a cut once from running into the door and your glasses hitting you.
Okay, so I went to get back in the car, right? And I misjudged the space between my head and the door frame. I banged my head against there and cut my face with my glasses.
Mm. You're so pretty.
Derpy Show. I once learned a very important lesson with port. Port, as I said, is a bit of a stronger fortified wine, and however, this specific brand does qualify as vegan. And in my youth, I attempted to woo a young lady who was a raw vegan, so I went ahead and prepared a meal that was raw and vegan. Do you know what happens when you eat raw and vegan? You don't eat a lot, and most of it's very light because it's like lettuce and beans. So after eating lettuce, beans, and apples, and then drinking almost a half a bottle of what I did not realize was a very strong wine, they're very, very drunk. And now you know. Don't woo a raw vegan.
Or maybe it would be very cheap and easy to woo a raw vegan.
Just give them an apple.
Give them an apple and then get them drunk on port. Holy shit! Dude, we need to write a book like The Game.
No!
Picking up raw vegans.
No, we yes! No, we need... It'll be really popular in Portland. But of course, you can't call it The Play. It'd have to be like, it'd be something French sounding. So it's like,
What's The Play in French?
Like, Le Jeu?
Let's go to Google Translate real quick.
Yep.
So we're looking for The Play.
Oh. All I know about French is what Muzzy commercials taught me.
Je suis la Zouvie!
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, though, but I just know some little girl can say it.
Je suis would mean I am. V means means life. I don't know what la zoo means.
The taker. Sure. I am the taker of life. Maybe that's what it means.
Yeah, le jeu. J-E-U.
Le jeu.
Le jeu.
Le jeu.
Le jeu.
Le jeu.
No, it's
le jeu.
But if you capitalize play, it's something else.
Gotta love how some languages don't sound like there's any difference between different words. Like, everything just kind of sounds like...
Well, French is actually designed that way. It's designed to be a very musical language. Unlike, the interesting thing about the French language is also its most pretentious fact. In English, particularly American English, people just start saying shit, and it becomes part of the language. That's just how it works. We talk, we use it, that's now a word that we use. Even if it's fucking... I don't know.
Bootylicious.
Bootylicious, yeah.
Bootylicious is actually a really great example.
Whereas the French actually have an academy that protects the French language. It makes it pure. It makes it sound right.
No, Miss Beyonce. We will not allow bootylicious into the dictionary at this time.
There's no bootylicious in French.
Correct. Well, it'll be an English word that they're using. Now, they actually will create new words, so that way they are distinctly French words that fit with the French aesthetic of the language. Like computer. To compute. It was definitely an English word that was based on, you know, Greek prefixes and suffixes and that sort of thing.
And since it's a Latin language...
You'd think that they could just use computer.
No.
No. The French needed to make a word that would fit better for them, because that hard C sound just doesn't fit as well. So they actually created the word ordinateur.
Mm.
So
hold
instead
on,
of computer.
On.
Ordinateur.
Ordinateur.
Hmm. That's interesting. Like, I know, like in Japan they do... They adapt words, but usually it's just because they don't have certain sounds for all of our words, so they just do sort of like a whatever's closest sounding syllables in their language, like
give me a word.
Bleach is burichi, like right. Stuff like that.
Burichi.
Like okay. That.
Whereas, yeah, so instead of just being like a slant to make it fit, the French actually will recreate words to make sure everything flows, because in French it's actually designed that when you have vowels at the start or at the end of a word, they will flow into the next word to make it very fluid and kind of, you know, I don't mean to make it sound so pretentious, but very, very pretty, to make it sound very fluid and artistic, essentially. They want to keep that aesthetic. And they're one of the only languages that hasn't devolved into madness in recent years.
Hmm.
Well, it's also interesting to me that we have some phrases, you know, I say, you know,
I can't has cheeseburger is so ridiculous. No one's ever, that's not going to stick around. No one would ever use that in
that's
as
absolutely,
history.
That's absolutely untrue, though, because, I mean, like, if you ever look at what kids write down in school nowadays, they write in text speak. Like,
that
we're,
makes
like,
me so angry.
We're, like, 10 years away from everybody speaking, like, in text speak, and we already do. Like, people say lol all the fucking time.
So here's something I want to point out for you. I'm just going to go ahead and try an experiment for you. I want you to list a few words that mean affirmative. If I was saying, can you do this?
Yes.
What's another one?
Sure.
Any more?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, totally.
Cool.
Not a problem.
Would you ever say okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, you know, here's a thing to do. Okay. Okay is a phrase that, you know, kind of an affirmative. That's essentially 1900s lol speak. Okay derives from the phrase all correct, which were pamphlets and essentially memes that were distributed, and where the characters would speak in a broken form of English. And all correct, meaning like, it's all correct, everything's good, but was spelled O-L-L-K-O-R-R-E-C-K-T, all correct, just to be different. But it became so popular to say all correct and okay as all correct, that okay just became English for sure, yes, okay. Today, we're just using versions of that that have survived. So if lol survives, it could, to mean that's funny. It could, 50 years from now, just be a word that no one understands. They're like, what do you mean that's not a real word? It makes sense to be a real word. Everyone's always used it as a real word.
Luckily, I haven't heard that many people say lol and meaning, like, laugh out loud. I hear it when they're referring to League of Legends.
Derpy Show.
Does that mean I get to be Chanos?
No, you get to be Pip the Troll.
Fuck your face.
I can hit him again.
Do it. Yes!
No, I don't like this game.
Okay, get off Rihanna. We don't want this to get evolved any worse.
She's not Rihanna.
She's Chris Brown.
She's Chris Brown.
And here we are just laughing at him. We're not doing anything.
God, there are a lot of...
Wait, we need to make memes about this. That'll change the world.
Yeah, sexism.
Guys can be abused, too.
Yes, they can, baby. Are you being abused?
He's just crying and shaking his head no.
If he says yes, he's going to get beaten.
He's got battered Joe syndrome.
Blink twice if you're being abused.
BJ.
Blink twice and you hit him! No, that's not good. This is bad. Be nice to him, even though he doesn't deserve it.
Fuck you!
If he doesn't deserve it, then why am I being nice
to
him?
I would come to your rescue if you didn't strangle me earlier. I'll allow it. Continue.
Derpy Show.
Central Florida was home to one of the first botanical gardens in the United States and for one of the first theme parks.
Cypress Gardens.
Cypress Gardens. It's also the home to the water sports. Just
museum?
Existent. It's the home of water sports. And I'm not talking about peeing on people. I'm talking about water ski, you know, that kind of stuff.
Peeing on people.
It's a big thing, and squirting and peeing are totally different.
You
they are very
totes
different.
Different.
No, I didn't.
You wait. Are a 13-year-old girl.
Wait. I did not say totes.
You
I
almost
a
said
bit.
Totes.
You're
no,
like,
wait.
Fucking didn't. You're like Barnes & Noble. You're putting totes everywhere.
Whoa.
I ran into some totes, and I had a really awful bruise from it.
Oh, God. It was horrible. It was like this fucking big, and it looked like...
Bore has something to say.
Argentina.
Whoa. So what you're trying to tell me... Is that squirting and peeing are different?
Yes.
Yes.
Very.
You may not believe this, but women orgasm.
Uh-huh.
And some women, when they orgasm, essentially ejaculate. But only without, instead of semen, it's pussy juice.
I was under the impression that it was just urine.
No, that's not true.
I thought it was different.
It's completely different.
The makeup of it is different.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Also,
not sure if
just
leaving.
Like how a guy when he has a boner,
but where does
really...
all that liquid come from?
Some girls are juicier than others.
Yeah, just like how when a guy has a boner, he can't pee or not easily pee. When a girl is super turned on, she can't just pee. You can't come and pee at the same time.
I can pee.
I feel like most
it's
guys...
It's possible. It's all about the angles.
Like, I feel like you have to do a handstand sometimes.
You kind of just have to sit there for a minute and, like, think really hard about, like, dead puppies and old women.
Well, no, me, it's all about... It's not about actually thinking, because I can just pee. But it's gonna go straight up in the air. I've
yeah,
got, like,
that's the problem.
I've got, like, it's fucking all, get on one leg like a flamingo and angle
see,
it down.
See, when I've got that much of a rager on, I can't physically pee. I actually have to get it to calm down before I can actually urinate. I mean, about
his valve works properly.
I mean, about the thing is though, and about like you know half staff or mostly hard, but like if it's pointing straight up, there's no way. Like once it relaxes enough to point down, I can usually urinate.
It is in my youth. When I was like in middle school, high school, it was just, you know,
I can't wait to hear this.
Rock hard all the time. You just have to go in the shower. Cause you don't trust being able to get it in the toilet.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes you gotta crap in the shower too.
You probably could, Joe.
Wait, you crapped in the shower?
What?
That's where cholera comes from, Joe. I'm just wondering, like, were you sick and then you thought you could just fart and some came out? Cause I'll forgive you for that.
A little sharding.
A little sharding in the shower.
If you're really, really sick.
It happens. Sometimes if you're sick, you just go in the shower and, like, sit down and shit happens. I've laid down in the shower and just vomited several times before because it's just fucking that sick.
Have you been that drunk?
No, that was fucking food poisoning.
Oh,
food poisoning is awful.
So.
Let's not talk about food poisoning.
I'm just wondering, if you actually just had to poop, do you unscrew the drain or do you try to make it like a Play-Doh machine and just force it down, making those little poop strings? He said that the best pickup line when approaching a group of women is to say, "Ladies, it's nice to see you, but I have to let you know. If one of you sleeps with me tonight, I guarantee you'll all wake up in the morning." I have you know, that was said once to a group of women.
How did that go over?
At first, it was very, very funny, because they're like, "Wait, what?" He's like, "Oh, that's something that my friend told me to say." And all the girls said, "Oh, that's funny, who's your friend?" And he pointed in the corner, who was, as I said, about 6'4", giant with a big crazy beard and crazy eyes, waving at them from the corner, and it immediately was no longer funny.
So, on the subject of funny pickup lines, I'd just like to point out that one of my personal favorites is, "Why aren't we having sex right now?" And I actually know somebody that used that. I think you actually told me this story and told me of this pickup line.
There was a guy, like, he didn't have any game. He just played the odds. He knew that, because he went from town to town doing shows for fairs and carnivals and stuff, which is what we used to do. And every city, he just wanted to get his dick wet every night if he could. So he would just go into the bar and be like, "Hey, can I buy you a drink? You want to go have sex?" And if 20 girls told him no, eventually, almost every night, he'd find someone that would said, "Fuck it, let's do it." And he'd buy her a drink and they'd leave. Because he just would play the odds that there was someone just as desperate as him wanting to get fucking filled that night.
The thing is, though, at that point, he's not being desperate.
No.
Like, it's not desperation on his point. It's a tried and proven system.
Yes.
Like, that's not desperation on his part. He's preying on the desperate, but he's not actually desperate himself.
No, because he's not looking for anything more than just getting his dick wet that night.
Yeah, it's just going for the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
Well, weren't you...
Low-hanging fruit.
Derby Show.
I don't know if I like Doctor Who.
I don't like this doctor.
I don't like that you don't like the doctor.
I don't like this doctor.
I don't like Matt Smith either.
I don't like you guys.
And I like Eccleston.
Me too. Like, Eccleston was probably my favorite, but he was my first. And then
he was a lot of people's first.
Yeah.
And then everyone moved on.
Pretty much everyone who watches Doctor Who right now, he was their first.
Yeah, but a lot of people are like Tennant freaks.
I thought I was going to hate Matt Smith, he won me over first episode.
The thing is, like, I like Matt Smith as like the goofy, lighthearted doctor, but I just can't buy him as the oncoming storm. But he's not.
Like, he's...
That's the doctor! He's 1,200 years old, he's wiped out countless civilizations, and when the shit hits the fan, he is
really?
Here's the thing, is the Doctor Eccleston was... just out of a war. Like, his character, like, had just fought the Time War. So he was, like, the more of a warrior type of person. And that was, like, what his personality was. And then Tennant was kind of, like, getting away from that and trying to become a better person because of Rose and blah, 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 blah. And now he's just sort of, like, Matt Smith's Doctor is supposed to be a little bit more, like, mature, sort of? Like, and not
that
as
is,
boring?
That mature is never a word
he's
I would associate with Matt
Smith. He's actually tougher than Tennant. Tennant's like, "No, it can't kill anything.
I'm so sorry.
Daleks that are going to kill everything. No, it can't kill them. That's wrong." But Matt Smith
I think Matt Smith's Doctor is a little bit less of a pussy sometimes.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's actually okay with killing things that are evil.
Yeah.
Whereas Tennant is like, no, can't kill anything.
I have to save him. I'm so sorry.
No, clone me. No, you can't. Maybe. You don't want to kill the Daleks. That's wrong. That's bad. No, you have to be locked away with Rose.
I think
you're bad.
But I liked that character. It's just, I think it's appropriate now for him to be different.
I think me and her just have the problem where the other two guys that were the last two Doctors were classically trained like Shakespearean actors, so they just have a better range of motion. Like, they emote better.
Range of motion? You know what I meant.
Range of motion? You know what I meant.
Better range of motion? Well, true.
I don't know. I just feel like when Matt Smith, like, when the shit hits the fan, I just can't buy him as, like, a serious, like...
I don't know. The first episode he was in, I thought he was really fucking awesome. I disagree with Joe completely. I disagree with you completely.
You agree with Boar?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's very commanding. Not Boar. The Doctor.
Well, he's confident in a way that isn't, like, over the top.
Right.
You know, he's got that sexiness that you just can't stop jerking off to.
Matt Smith's Doctor, yeah. I feel like he takes a lot more, because he essentially ruined Rory and Amy's lives.
Over and over and over again.
Over and over and over again. He just hurt people constantly.
And to be honest, sorry.
Because, like, Rose and Martha and Donna, while Donna's story is still super sad, like, they all got something positive.
How did he ruin Amy and Rory's lives? He brought, like, Amy's family was all dead, like, never existed, and literally they were all brought back.
They kept trying to grow up and, like, settle down and do their own thing.
And in the end, they got that. They got their super simple life.
Yes, but...
Yeah, trapped in a hotel room!
What? No, they just went... No, Joe.
Wait.
They just got stuck in New York in like the 1920s. But that just means that Rory can never see his dad again. The only family that he has. No big deal. That's not awful and terrible. They can't see Doctor, their friend, ever again.
But
they kept trying to grow up and like get away from that, and it was just too
tempting.
But
they do know that everybody's fine though, and like that they actually have memories of them, which Amy didn't even have memories of her family.
He caused
Amy to be sterile.
Oh, that did happen. But also,
After she had a kid.
I think one of...
Which was entirely fucked up as well. Which wouldn't have happened to her. Like, the Doctor kind of ruined her childhood.
Well, to be honest, I think my biggest problem with this Doctor is that it wasn't Doctor Who. It was the Amy and Rory show. I think I might like Matt Smith more with a new companion. Because Amy and Rory were just... It seemed like it was too much their story, and the show's called Doctor Who.
Well, yeah, I can agree with that to some extent.
I mean, I think by the end it was getting worse. It wasn't even.
I think that had a lot to do with Amy's personality, though, because like she kind of wrangled the Doctor and Rory, and like kind of bossed them around a little bit.
She's Scottish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That really does explain a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that might be my biggest problem. Maybe I'll like Matt Smith more, but it's just like. I think one of my best examples is, like, when he's going in to rescue Amy, and, like, he's like, I'm going to kill every single one of you people, you know? I don't feel like he was...
I
just can't buy him as, like, an intense, like...
Badass?
Yeah, he's not a badass to me at all.
Like, when something would happen, like, with, the episode with the TV and Rose and Tennant... Where, like, her face is gone, and he's like, nope, you fucked with the wrong person. That one, I was like, shit's gonna get real. And, like, it's exciting. With Tennant, or with Smith, it's just like, alright. Yeah, sure, you're
like,
super
Tennant's tough. Doctor, though, would have to be pushed extremely far before he would do anything. He had to be pushed a lot, and usually still he would be like, I can save you. And he would be against somebody that would be like, we're just going to kill everything. And, like, we have no morals whatsoever, and the Doctor's like, we can save you, I'll put you on another planet, and you can live and be happy.
But, I mean, Time Lords, like, they weren't supposed to mess with anything. So, I kind of liked the fact that 9 and 10, like, struggled with that. Yes, they wanted to save everything, and they kept... sticking their nose where they shouldn't belong, but they still held on to the ideals of their people.
Well, that's actually part of it, too, is that
those two doctors were getting over the fact that they didn't have to be Time Lords that followed the Time Lord rules. They sort of were forging their own new path, and the newest generation of the Doctor is sort of the result of that. He's a lot more comfortable in his own skin.
Would you say that the new Doctor, the newest reincarnation, would be a Summer Doctor, as opposed to where the other two were forged?
I will throw things at you! I will... I have mace.
So what you're saying is I'm not allowed to make Game of Thrones references while we're talking about Doctor Who?
I'm just so glad it's Matt Smith's last season.
Half season.
Well, it's still his last season. Yeah, it's still season 7.
He's not even supposed to finish this one, I don't think.
What?
That would make me so happy.
Spoilers. I haven't been reading
spoilers?
Up.
Spoilers? They said that he's trying to like go to Hollywood or something.
Which is one of the reasons I don't like all the new Doctor Who bullshit.
What?
I think I talked about this on an episode, didn't I?
No.
About how Doctor Who, guess what? There is no drama. There's no risk of death or loss in Doctor Who for any of the characters. Because it's so fucking big that there's no
really
jeopardy.
Though, the Doctor is the only one that
doesn't
you, like can't probably die.
I mean, he can.
Yeah, he can.
Also,
the show's too big. The show has gotten too big, and it's such a small cast that if any person is not renewing their contract, we figure it out
well
in advance.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've talked about this before, and I said, well, maybe if you're not the person that reads up on who's signing what contracts, and you
it's
just watch the
that
fucking show.
Kept secret.
Well, but it's not just like it has to be a secret. I mean, that's like saying you have to go through your life not going to any social media or putting in having your fingers and ears to enjoy a show.
It's really easy to not read
that
stuff.
I don't think it's that easy to not read that stuff. I mean, my freaking Facebook newsfeed, it blows up with it.
Because to people, that's not the same as posting like a spoiler. That's just posting about some celebrity that they like. But for you, that's a spoiler.
I haven't seen anything about contract signing unless I actively go to look for it.
Yeah, I saw like that. I found out about before
you're
season
on Tumblr,
7.
Brittany.
Yeah, and I can't get away from anything on Tumblr.
I think someone just posted on Facebook.
Right, I mean, it's just there. I mean,
like,
it's such a big show that matters to so many people, you're not going to get around that. So there's no dramatic tension like you get in a book where it's printed and it's out and now we have it. And it's just got too big.
Unless
I don't
it's
know.
A Snape kills Dumbledore situation.
Well, right. But
and then people literally end up in the hospital.
I thought we were done with the Doctor.
No, I'm just, it's relevant.
We're never done
course.
With the Doctor. He lives forever.
No.
And the Doctor's wife, that episode.
And of course, that's written by Neil Gaiman, which our dear departed Neo-Faust would really appreciate.
Oh, yeah. What happened to him? Did he die?
Probably.
He said, fuck it. I hate my fans. I'm not going to do this episode.
And he doesn't like anyone.
There's something cooler coming up that I'm going to do instead.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Anime
right now.
Sword fighting, yeah.
Yeah, anime sword fighting's better than my fans.
That sounds about right.
That's probably really close to the truth.
I mean, I wanted to start singing some, like, Old Man River song, but then I couldn't think of anything.
So, over on
Wait,
the other...
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know you have a thing.
Okay.
He says, I wanted to sing an Old Man River song. But I couldn't think of anything, even though he's just saying Old Man River. And that's all anyone knows of Old Man River.
It took me a minute to come up with it, and the moment was past, so the comment made sense.
He's going to have a really great thing to say tomorrow about this.
Oh, he's going to be great. Oh, my God. In fact, can you give us an update that we could post to the Facebook of, like, the post-Joe update?
Except for it'll come out a week before the episode.
That's super meta.
Derpy show. What I was going to say about vans is over on the other side of town, there's a creepy rapist van that has Pino Bear painted on the side of it.
What? Does it also say free candy?
I can get you a picture
you know,
of it.
In the colonies, they say pedo bear.
Yes, they do. It is however...
Wait, I thought they say pedo bear.
No, pedo.
Pedo?
Pedo.
Like Play-Doh?
Like Pedo's Closet?
They pronounce the A.
Pedo's? There's no A!
It's spelled differently.
Do you want the answer for pedophile?
Yes.
It was originally spelled with that A-E because that's how the long E sound was written. So it is pedophile, but it was originally A-E. So in England, it has kept that spelling.
Pedophile.
Thus, British people pronounce it differently.
They pronounce it pedophile, despite the fact that A-E makes an E sound.
They pronounce it wrong.
They say pedo.
But so do we.
Vitamin. Aluminium.
It should be pedophile.
But nobody
that's
said
what,
it right.
That's what British people say. Pedophile.
No, they say pedophile.
Wait, I've seen that episode of IT Crowd a lot. I know pedo. It's pedophile.
Pedo.
Do we need to go...
We say pedo.
We say pedo.
Do they say pedo.
They no, say pedo. We say pedo, like...
Oh, God, I'm so confused
like,
now. What
like
do I say?
Podiatrist.
What do I say?
What are my words?
Well...
Whose voice is coming out of my mouth?
Well, no, because my dad's English and my mom's American, so I don't always remember how words are pronounced.
Is that like how I somehow say sorry now? Like, that's just how I say it?
Because you're Canadian?
Apparently.
Well, now I'm nervous and I'm warm and I have to take this jacket off because I'm sweating. I'm, like, actually, like, having a conniption over this.
So we just gotta keep confusing your
American... She's getting the vapors!
Oh my God, so apparently we just have to keep confusing your American and English sides and you'll get naked?
I get naked on the regular. Channing, how often do we hang out and I'm just hanging out in my underwear?
It happens.
Yes, that's typically how this works.
Yes, you may not know this, but we usually record in just the nude.
Don't we have, like,
I wear
a circle of friends, like, rule where if someone says pants off party, we have to take our
no,
pants
no
off?
Pants revolution.
No,
no,
no
but,
pants revolution.
But Boar does not typically subscribe to the no pants revolution.
You don't know that.
No pants revolution!
I've never been... Oh, God. All right, you're right.
Called your bluff! Right there. You don't know... Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
That
no,
just
I don't
happened.
Want to play this game.
I don't mind what other people do. I wouldn't be uncomfortable.
Well, that's good.
So
I just don't feel compelled to follow groups.
I think that you should just be the guy that like shows like a quarter inch of dick neck.
That's actually a really funny
dick
idea
neck.
Too.
Dick neck? I understood.
Wait,
what
wait,
you
know
said.
What I meant.
I get it, but I think it'd be like a dick trunk.
The dick trunk.
Maybe for some.
Or like the dick shaft, or like you know, if you're tiny, like the. Dick
I thought
Q-tip.
That the dick neck was pretty funny.
I liked dick neck, Channing.
Thank you.
Pretty you, like
she dick knew what I meant.
Ah!
Just likes the dick neck. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty
she
much.
Doesn't deny it.
It's true.
Fuck
now, would
hair.
You say you like a long dick neck or a girthy dick neck?
Yes.
Bringing it all the way around.
Words are hard.
Not as hard as I am. Whoa!
You're not hard.
Yeah, it's true.
I'd be really awkward, too.
Yeah, it would be.
There are a lot of us around.
I mean...
Could you save that for later?
I mean, that wouldn't stop him, but you are sitting really awkwardly right
and
now.
And, like, your gym shorts have pulled up. You kind of have, like, a Gandhi diaper thing going on right now.
Joe, sit like a normal human being.
I'm comfortable. I'm lounging.
I don't
think he was lounging.
I don't think Boar appreciates you presenting your crotch to him.
This is what's called presenting.
Derpy Show. All right, Derpy Show fans, now's the time when we're going to announce the winners of the Condom March Madness Tournament. Joining us live from the Derp Dome, it's DJ Snorlax, who's going to be bringing us coverage of the final match of Mayonnaise versus Relish. DJ Snorlax, go ahead.
Listen up, Derp fans. This is Chan Sterling, a.k.a. DJ Snorlax, reporting to you live from the Condom March Madness Championship game. It came down to one brutal match between the fan favorite Mayonnaise and one of the lower seeded, completely come from behind Cinderella story that is Relish. Let me tell you, there is some absolute energy in the air today. Mayonnaise came in high, ready to win. They had plenty of fans. Someone even pegged Mayonnaise to take it all the way. However, Relish, being the underdog, completely unexpected, underestimated, no one had any idea just what this pickle juice cocktail could bring to the table. And as they met head-to-head, fist-to-fist, lid-to-lid, there was some sort of catastrophic disaster. Mayonnaise went everywhere, Relish splattered to the ceiling, and when the smoke cleared, there was only one clear victor. That's right, Derp fans. At the very end, the one condiment that is left standing is the one, the only, the true champion of Condom March Madness, tartar sauce. That's right. You might not. It might say, hey, where did tartar sauce come from? I'll tell you where it comes from. It comes from a delicious combination of mayonnaise and relish mixed just together to make your Filet-O-Fish that much better. That's right, folks. The winner of the 61st annual Condomarch Madness is your champion, tartar sauce. Reporting for Derpy Show's Condomarch Madness 61, this is Chan Sterling signing out.
All right, Derpy Show fans, you heard it here first. The winner of Condomarch Madness is tartar sauce. Man, this is going to upset a few people. We will be posting winners on the Condomarch Madness page and our Facebook page. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Winners will be contacted shortly. Thanks for playing with Derpy Show in Condomarch Madness.
Derpy Show.
Derp 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 derp
Thanks for listening to The Derpy Show!
No. No the, fucker.
Oh yeah, didn't we have this conversation?
Like every show.
Is that a script that he's reading from?
It doesn't
have the name. A blank for the name of the show, because this is the generic one.
I'm just bad at life. Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. A listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating it, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. For more episodes of The Derpy Show,
no. God damn.
For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to thenerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Do it again, but better.
I tried to do it.
And I sort of like how it's terrible.
Yeah.
God, I hate myself.
You're not alone.
We're being a little mean to Joe. We should just be done, publish this, and let the internet be mean to him next.
Alright, I'm gonna go hug him so he feels better.
Be careful, he's burned. It needs cocoa weed rubbed on him.
That'd be a good idea.
Come to my cleavage.
Is she suffocating him?
Yeah. I hope so.
But she's doing it with boobs, and that's probably the way he would want to go.
He's so choking.
We're going to allow it.
He's choking on his own saliva.
I hope you all die in fire.
Okay, now he's fine. Come here. It's okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.